This is Atheists on High, broadcasting from 6,206 feet, which makes us the highest atheist podcast. And even from up here, I can guarantee you, we can't see any God.
It is October 5th, 2016. I'm your host, Jody. Joining me in studio tonight is the atheist cowboy, Rob. How the fuck you doing?
Why do you always do that right before we go live?
It's fun.
I know.
I enjoy it.
Totally threw me off.
It's the only time I get to put you guys on the spot.
I know. All right. No, I'm doing good. Shit, I ain't got a lot. I watched the movie Steve Jobs the other day. You seen that?
No.
I hate fucking Apple even more now.
Why?
Because Steve Jobs was a fucking prick.
Everyone knew that.
I mean, he a major prick. I mean, at the end of the movie, he makes up with his daughter and everything. Oh, it's all good. No, the guy was a dick. Plain and simple. Anyway, that's all I got.
That's what he's got.
Who died of cancer?
Who died of cancer?
Yeah.
Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. He was still a dick.
After chasing alternative and homeopathic remedies for weeks or years, whatever the fuck it was. I don't know. I'm not an Apple fanboy.
No, I not even close to being Apple. I could never stand Apple way back when Macintosh came out, whatever. But it's a good movie. I'm sure it's Hollywoodized or whatever.
It's the one with Ashton Kutcher.
No.
Oh, the other one, the new one.
Yes.
Okay.
The one that was out in theaters not that long ago.
Was there another one? Fuck.
Yeah.
Why make two? It's Apple. Never mind. It was the upgrade.
Yeah, it's the upgrade. Yeah.
I don't think that was Ashton Kutcher. That was not Ashton Kutcher.
The old movie doesn't play anymore. So they had to make the new one.
Well, there's a new cord that you have to plug in to be able to make the old one. I don't know. Anyway, it's a decent movie. Watch it, but fuck him.
Also in studio tonight, Skeptic Brett. How you doing?
I'm not mad about a computer movie.
What are you mad about?
Nothing right now. I'm just too tired. I'm way too tired. I remember on about... I think I've had maybe 4 hours sleep in the past 30 hours, so.
Oh, this should be fun.
A little rundown.
How many beers did you bring?
Enough.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
I'm just delirious, that's all. It's not going to help anything.
Oh, no, it will, because we're going to set the hook, and you're just going to go ape shit. I know it.
I cannot be held accountable for anything that comes out of my mouth tonight. Well, I mean, I can be, but I wish you wouldn't.
When would do we ever?
I would say, is that different than any other night?
What, when do you ever hold me accountable for what I say?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. That's a good point. That's a good point, yeah. But, yeah, we got everything done at that. Well, not everything, but enough of the things done at the house and got the appraisal done today. Everything's in motion. So, yes, victory. But now I want to go to sleep. But I'm here. I'm here with you. Hi, listeners.
Hi. Jody?
Long pause. Go, Jody.
I got nothing.
You never have anything.
Never do.
What I have is family and work. And the last thing I want to do is sit on a podcast and talk. The last thing I want to listen to is somebody on a podcast bitching about their job. Right? I don't want to hear it. The listeners don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. I'm not going to expose the listeners to something I wouldn't listen to.
Fair enough.
Any more than I do every week, but...
Fair enough.
I don't care. It's just one of those. It's like, no. I mean, if there's something personal going on that's, again, live on the air, I have nothing to hide from my listeners. It's just I live a pretty boring life. I've spent the better part of three decades trying to stop drama from getting anywhere near me, and I've done a really good fucking job.
Successful.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Good for you.
So
I wish I could fucking do that.
I mean, I avoid drama pretty well, but I'm just, I'm busy. I've got a lot of, you know, I got a lot of irons in the fire. There's always something going on. So there's always something to comment on. See, like, you're not going to believe this shit.
I don't even have a fire. Right. I it's like, what'd you do today? Went to work, came home, played with the kids, eat dinner, went to bed. What's your plan for tomorrow? Same thing.
Uh-huh.
When's that plan going to change? On the weekend. What are you going to do different? I won't work as long.
Leave the work part.
Yeah. I won't work as long. I like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's plenty of drama in the daily life, though.
Like what?
You're on Facebook.
That's the thing is so my Facebook feed is essentially, I use Facebook as a news feed, just like I use Twitter. I have a handful of friends on Facebook. I start looking at the number of friends I have. I'm like, man, I'm really fucking popular. But it's really because so if you say something racist and mean it, or are a Trump supporter, you're off my Facebook feed.
Yeah. Right? True enough.
Done. And that's friends included. This whole you can't let politics and religion come between a friendship. No, these are people I knew in fucking high school. I ain't seen these. I wouldn't recognize them in a police lineup. Okay, friend might be a stretch. Okay, I sit there and look at the news feed, and the news feed really is like prep for the show.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
True.
Do you really think I want to look at this shit on my own fucking No. I don't want to fucking look at that shit, but I have to have prep for the show. So I use Facebook and I use Twitter and occasionally Instagram. Well, no, I use Instagram for funny pictures. Tumblr. No, Tumblr's porn.
I literally do not use any of those. I only use Facebook. I don't use anything else.
I have to comment because you just brought up something. You said something about on Facebook and, you know, if you have a friend or something that's a Trump supporter or whatever, you defriend them and all that. I have somebody posted something the other day, a friend of mine, and she went on a kind of a little rant about, I don't understand why people, you know, friends are getting so bent out of shape about politics and all this and, you know, splitting up families and all that. And seriously enough, my mother, who is unfortunately a Trump supporter, and keeps liking and commenting on all these conservative websites and shit like that, she comments on that post and says, that's why I don't post anything about politics on my Facebook feed. Like, okay, my mom is 70-some years old. She doesn't understand how fucking Facebook works, right? Obviously.
You know all those things you commented on. We can see that.
Yeah, we can see that shit.
No, they don't get it.
No.
They have no idea. It's...
My sister called me the other night and she goes, did you see that shit? Yeah, I know. I let it go. Just don't.
See, I would.
If you ask your mom about it, she's going to pull a Trump. Where did you hear that? How did you hear about that? Where did you get that information?
I would take screenshots of their posts and feed them back to them. So I understand Facebook's terms of service, right? I understand. But it irritates the fuck out of me. I've seen people. If someone posts something personal to me that I want to share, I will redact their name.
Correct.
Right. That's just,
right.
Sure.
It's a personal message. What irritates me is when Facebook cracks down on people who comment on a public forum and they crack down on whoever reposted it for not redacting their name. It's like, no.
No, it's open.
This is like walking out in public with your pants down. No one's going to run up and put a black bar over your fucking privates, right? No, you did that thing. You did that thing, and your name's on it most of the time.
Yep.
Well, it was like the thing I got into on the Denver Post with that guy that was calling me a bigot and a hypocrite or whatever it was. And all I had to do, I just clicked on his profile, went through his profile, looked at different things that he's reviewed and pulled up, you know, like, you know, liberal organizations and liberal colleges and things like that, and just checked out his reviews because they're all fucking right there, buddy, if your profile's public. So I jump on there and it's just a whole bunch of, you know, die, you faggot liberal pieces of shit, blah, 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 just hatred spewed all over the place. So I just cut and paste and put it on the message board that we were in. I was like, did you or did you not say this?
Yeah, no.
And he never came back into the conversation. Never.
They're if you're going to be on social media, do 5 minutes of research on Google about how to either set your shit private
yep.
or
yep.
understand that regardless of your audience, you're going to be speaking to a public forum of an audience of an indeterminate size.
Exactly.
That shit's going to go out there.
Yep.
Well, there was one time I commented on something, and the woman commented back and goes, well, that's why you're wrong, because you obviously have no friends. Well, she went to my profile, and I have everything locked down. She couldn't see the fuck I have 500 fucking friends or
so
whatever.
She doesn't understand that private means just you can't see that.
Right.
Not
that
I don't have any
friends. You don't have any friends. I'm like, okay, great. All right.
Yeah. That was a great intro.
That was good. That was good.
This show sucks.
But no, but dude,
this is why we need guests on.
Yeah, I know we need guests.
Dude, I mean honestly, but I mean
if you'd like to be a guest on Atheist on High.
I don't want to pimp Tumblr too much, but Tumblr's where all the kids hang out. Tumblr's cool. Yeah. Facebook, way too fucking structured for me.
I'm kind of concerned with that last statement.
Yeah. What do you mean by that?
Yeah.
So
kids. What? Kids? What?
Okay.
Tumblr's got a reputation. What's going on, Jody?
Tumblr does have a reputation. And you know what Tumblr's reputation is? Really only fucking banning people or fucking deleting content if it's horrifically fucking bad.
Yeah.
You know, you generally don't see people getting posting shit that's controversial on Tumblr, getting it removed or getting accounts blocked for no fucking reason.
Right.
Which you start seeing on fucking Facebook.
Yeah.
There's been a handful of cases of atheists in the Middle East getting their Facebook accounts locked down because they post something that's, you know, anti-Islam.
Yeah.
They're atheists. In the Middle East,
they're not going to be pro-Islam. That's
really like, you know, that's like banning the account of some fucking atheist in Missouri because he's not a Baptist,
right?
That's the same level of fucking shit. Although, if you make a big fucking fuss about something he said, guess what? Now you've just put a big fucking arrow on him. And generally, Baptists don't behead people.
Generally, yes.
Yeah, I'll give yes.
you that. Okay, they will report you went to the strip club, but they will not behead you. That's all Baptist means. We don't acknowledge each other in the liquor store or the strip club.
Yep.
Right. All right. We're going to take a short break. We're going to try to figure out what we're going to talk about tonight because we still haven't done that.
Welcome to Atheist on High.
Welcome to Atheist on High.
That's every show. If the listeners didn't know that before, that's every show.
No, usually we have at least one topic we're gonna hit on.
We've got
tonight, nothing. We got nothing tonight, man.
We've got a handful of topics. Like, that's the problem. Like, okay, which one of these do you want to
hear? The vice presidential debate, but you didn't watch it. I didn't watch it. I was busy. You watched it.
I watched part of it.
Part of it, but who gives a fuck what those two
guys said? Dude, no. It was like a piece of light toast debate in a fucking glass of milk. Honestly.
Okay.
I mean, Pence is a dumbass. Don't get me wrong.
Duh.
But I'm not sure if he's the glass of milk or the white toast. I don't know.
He's white toast.
Is he white toast?
Yeah. No jam, no butter, fucking nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Just dry white toast.
Yeah.
And oh, I
four
do.
Four whole fried chickens.
Warm stale bread.
What I will say about the debate, what I saw earlier today, was the fucking conservatives losing their shit. The fact that Tim Kaine had the service lapel pin. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know, the blue star pin. And they're like, oh, well, you know, Pence got an American flag. What the fuck is that on Tim Kaine's? You're an idiot. Means his son is in the fucking military, you asshole.
For a group of fucking people who are so tied, wrapped around the fucking axle about symbology, y'all ought to figure out what that fucking symbol means. Symbology.
No shit.
Okay.
That was too big of a word.
Symbology. Symbology. The fucking cross. The flag.
Mm-hmm.
The picture of the Constitution on a t-shirt. Ain't never read the fucking book, but I got a picture of it. What's that flag? Is that an Israeli flag? That motherfucker. No, dude.
No, somebody said it was like a Korean flag at one point. No.
What?
It's a service member flag.
Wait,
it's
how
a
do you even.
Service member pin.
Wait, how do you even make that mistake?
I have no idea.
We're going to take a break. We're going to look up some flags. We'll be back.
Fun with flags.
Oh, careful how you type that in.
I'll beat you with my dildo.
Rob.
Hi.
What do you got for us tonight?
I got shit.
What do you got?
Oh.
You got something queued up. What do you got?
Right. Yeah,
it's definitely shit. I'll give you that.
It's definitely shit.
I've only heard 2 seconds of it, and it was shit. What do you got?
All right, so.
Well, it was a woman talking, so I said, ugh.
So we're going back old school, what we used to do, and talk about a couple of stories here. And this one, shockingly, comes from the Raw story.
Woo!
Hey.
So this is Sandy Rios.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Director of... Wait a minute. Sandy Rios, Director of Government Affairs for the American Family Association.
She can't spell any of them words.
No.
Probably not. She's warned that Christians better get on the Trump train lest they find themselves in re-education camps under President Hillary Clinton.
Wait, historically speaking, getting on a train is the best way to get to some sort of a camp, isn't it?
Well, yeah, historically speaking,
yes. Get aboard the Trump
train
to avoid the camps. Well, how are they going to get us there on train?
On trains.
Hey, wait a minute. I see what you did there.
Were those her words?
No, that wasn't a quote.
Okay.
That was not a quote.
Do we have quotes?
We have audio. Them.
All right, even better.
Yeah, even better.
We got audio.
Illegal immigrants are pouring over the southern border even as we speak. The word is out that if Trump gets elected, they better get in now. So the Border Patrol is absolutely overrun. We are...
That's just not true.
No.
That's not even close to being true.
No.
In fact, didn't the latest numbers show that more Mexicans are going back to Mexico than coming into the United States anymore?
It's actually a negative number.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the legal immigration, they said from Mexico, even Mexico said, a lot of our people are not going there anymore.
Or if they were there, they're coming back.
Yeah. No.
You guys, that's a bad sign.
You guys are actually thinking about voting for Donald Trump. Yeah, this is not on our tourist list anymore.
No, we're going to get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
If we, meaning Americans who love this country, prevail in this election.
By the way, can she get a goddamn good mic? We have
shit mics. Shit.
We have a shit podcast, and we have better audio than this bitch.
We literally have the cheapest microphones you can buy in bulk.
Yeah. In bulk. Just what'd you got in the bag there? Microphones.
Microphones.
How many? 50. 50 of them.
Got them at Costco.
Yeah. 50 mics for $50.
Yeah.
She must have got hers at Walmart or something. I don't know.
It will be nothing short of a miracle.
Yeah, you know, there's so many issues. You mentioned the illegal immigration issue. Well, the governor of Virginia, McAuliffe, you know, he's the one that wanted all the felons to be able to vote.
Yes, he did.
So he was trying to...
He actually made it possible, and then the courts had to stop him. Yeah, so
Everybody knows felons aren't citizens.
So...
Wait, right?
No. Not true.
That's actually not...
That's false.
Yeah, that is false.
Okay. That is false.
Yeah. That is very false. And yes... If you're convicted of a felony, you can vote.
Yeah.
Now, there are stipulations about that, and I read about this not that long ago, that you can't be still under parole or something like that, but you're still allowed to fucking vote. You're still a citizen of this fucking country.
Right. And last I checked, too, you can still build hotels on your properties and collect rent when people land there, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Making sure we're all on the same page. I know what we're talking about now.
Same rules.
Court had to stop represent. Him. And then, so you're right. This may be, you know, I always hate to say this is the last chance.
I believe it is, actually.
Well, you should know. You've followed this for a long time. Secular progressivism versus
you stopped it. I was like,
I did.
I was like, is that really that long of a pause?
No, I did.
This is the last chance. This is the end times. Look, your boy ain't coming back.
No.
Okay. If he existed, he has long since decomposed. Jesus ain't coming back.
I think he just had a problem in reentry. Because you think, you know, when he first ascended into heaven, right? Everybody's like, check that shit out. He's coming back, right? Of course he's coming back. Jesus also didn't know about reentry, so.
Or parachutes.
Yeah, so I think when he tried to reenter, he burned up. I mean,
what was the guy that jumped out of orbit? You remember that?
Yeah. That was awesome.
Was it Felix Baumgartner?
Yes, that's it.
I want you to think about all the tech he had.
Yeah.
Jesus had none of that.
Well, he had robes. It's
similar.
You know what robes do really well?
Burn.
They burn up.
they burn really good.
Yeah. So I think that's what happened to Jesus. He was coming back, and then poof.
Secular progressivism.
Oh, shit. Metric and standard, man. You got to get that shit straight.
We didn't lose him on Mars. He just burned up in reentry. That's all.
Versus constitutional conservatism.
Wait a minute. Okay. We heard that secular humanism or whatever the fuck he just said versus constitutionalism.
Conservative constitutionalism.
What? How do you compare? I don't even...
No, he's just glad he remembered that
My
word.
My brain froze there.
No, he's just literally rambling every big word he knows.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's anti-disestablishmentarianites over here, and they...
like he could say that. No, literally, he is rambling every big word he knows, and if something seems familiar to you, it's because he got lucky.
So secularism and constitutionalism is different?
Are different.
They are different.
That's all I got. I don't know.
You.
Okay. No, I think you said liberal progressivism.
Liberal. No, he
I don't.
Not.
I don't think you mentioned secularism.
No,
did he?
Yes, no, he did.
Secular. Did he? Yeah, I think secular humanism.
Let me go back.
So this may be the last chance to stop these people from something. Well, you should know. You've followed this for a long time. Secular progressivism. Versus constitutional conservatism.
Secular progressivism. Yeah, thank you.
Got it.
Nailed it. Versus constitutionalism.
I'm on my game.
Wouldn't you think that after the Constitution was written, we had the Bill of Rights, right?
Sure. Let's go in that order.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, it yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm agreeing.
Okay, thank you.
He's made him doubt himself.
Wait, no, but yeah. Yeah, but what?
So the Bill of Rights, isn't that secular progressivism?
No. The Bill of Rights were handed down by God, right? I mean, it's the same.
Like the Ten Commandments.
The Ten Commandments, the Constitution, all that stuff. It's all handed down by God. Now, I personally think that the problem is that the Constitution and the Bill of Rights were on Jesus' person during reentry. And so they just had to rewrite it from memory, and that's where the secular part comes in.
It's odd that when you actually sit down and read the Constitution, it really doesn't read like a religious document.
Who the fuck ever read that
thing? That's because the seculars rewrote it. I told you the original burned up on reentry.
I'm there with you, man.
They're like, we remember what it said, but let's take out all the God shit.
No, I remember reading that on Reddit. And you know everything you see on Reddit's real.
That was probably me.
Everything on the internet is real.
What about the stuff that contradicts the other stuff?
It's still real.
It's proof.
That's terrifying.
Other things are...
Not proof.
Because I read it on the internet. It's got to be real.
Let's finish this crackpot.
So this may be the last chance to stop these people from completely overtaking our country.
Yeah, there's so much at stake.
Other than that, everything's good.
Yeah.
Everything's good except for that.
This is the last chance to stop them. But, I mean, life is great, though. Can we all agree life is great right now? All right. But, you know, got to stop them. They've had their way for long enough in this country.
We hitched our horse to that progressive movement. We got our roads and our schools and shit, and now we got to take it back.
Yeah.
You know, plus the blatant reports on the loss of religious freedom. And actually, mm-hmm. Tim, to make it very personal,
yeah.
I've said this to you privately. All of us that are conservative and...
Blatant reports? What's a blatant report?
Me screaming that you've offended me and my religious freedom.
Plus these blatant reports. Yeah, they're blatantly just reporting things. I don't understand what that's even supposed to mean.
Well, I mean, if you follow the dude on... what's that dude on Fox News?
Thanks.
No, the Christian fucking idiot that always reports the shit about, you know, Christians are being persecuted for this, that, and the other thing.
Mike Huckabee?
No, it's not Huckabee. What the fuck is his name?
I don't know. Real O'Biley.
Yeah.
Let's make a guy up.
God damn, I can't even think of his name right now. But yeah, I mean, these people are the ones that are sitting there doing these blatant reports and spinning it to where yeah, you know, Christianity is under attack, under attack. It's like, no, it's not. Sorry. There are
yes, it
nine...
is. I'm attacking it.
Well, I'm attacking it. You're attacking it. We're attacking it. But no, I mean, there's still a well over 85% of this country that are Christian.
That will mark the Christian box. Yeah.
Well, yeah, yes. They'll check the Christian box.
Right.
Look, it's just a matter of when you, and this is actually true for almost anything we talk about on the show, when you have operated from a position of privilege for a very long time, equality looks like persecution to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Christians love to be persecuted.
Well, yeah, look what Jesus did for fucking attention.
Absolutely. Todd Starnes.
For attention?
He did that for attention.
That's a low dig. That's fucking great. Yeah, that attention whore Jesus, look what he did.
Todd Starnes. That was the guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Todd Starnes.
Yes, he is.
I forgot about him.
That fuck nut.
I actually have a friend of mine on Facebook that went to high school with that sumbitch.
Really?
Yeah.
Where at? Is that?
Deep South somewhere, I think.
Well, I...
Miss, yeah.
Okay, I assume that.
I don't remember exactly.
Mississippi or Alabama, either 49th or 50th in education. It's one of those two.
Yeah. I talked to her and like, was he that big of a dick in high school? He's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. What was funny about the whole... there was another post on Facebook the other day about the whole Christians and the number of Christians that are in the country and persecution and stuff like this. And I followed this for like 2 days, another friend of mine on Facebook. And he was going rounds and rounds with this other guy. And this other guy was like, well, that number's inaccurate because most of those aren't true Christians.
Ah, no true Scotsman fallacy.
No true Scotsman fallacy. Yeah, absolutely. And he tried pointing it out several times. He's like, look, and then he kept saying, he's like, well, unless you accept Jesus Christ in your heart and accept the Trinity and all this kind of stuff.
No. The Trinity doesn't have anything to do with Christianity.
Right.
Hold on.
That's what my friend was trying to point out. He's like, there's several denominations that don't believe in the Trinity. And he's like, well, if you don't believe in the Trinity, you can't be a Christian. I'm like, well, look, dude, those Christians would disagree with your interpretation of the fucking Bible.
Yeah.
This sounds like a job for a Venn diagram. Listeners, get on that.
There aren't that many circles in the world. There's no way we're putting all those over the top of each other.
So I finally had to, I was following this feed, and I finally had to jump in. I'm like, okay, look. Let me put it into the simplest terms that I possibly can. You read your book. You interpreted it this way. They read the exact same book. They interpreted it this way. You disagree with them. They disagree with you.
The problem might be that shitty book.
Well,
it just might be. Going out on a limb.
That is the problem.
There's only one way to interpret Huck Finn.
Right. I use something. I've heard people.
We all know what it means.
No, I've heard people refer to the Bible as like, you know, well, it's like the instruction manual for life. You've never read a fucking instruction manual, then?
Sure, they have. They have IKEA furniture.
What? No,
that's what they. Right? Yeah, this looks like an instruction manual to me.
No, you know,
I
something?
Can't read most of these words, and I don't know what it's asking me to
do.
No,
but here's the deal: if the Bible had pictures like IKEA furniture, there'd be one religion.
Yes.
Well, the Bible I had when I was
a
kid had
two,
pictures in it.
But one would be upside down.
Right, exactly.
Well, wait a minute. Wouldn't one be in, like, Japanese and one would be in English?
When's the last time you bought a piece of IKEA furniture? The last two or three pieces I bought didn't even have words in them. It was like the word that was, you know, some smorgasbord of already forged it, and that was the name of the style of furniture. I don't know what that fucking means.
Okay, so...
But it was just pictures.
So one instruction is in Swedish.
What's that? It's a coffee table.
Dude, I actually...
They just sent me a box of sawdust and glue and made me press it. I don't even...
Swear on little baby Batman. I actually had a guy at work. I work with engineers. I work with a lot of engineers, and we do, like, defense department stuff and high-end electronics. I actually had a guy that said he was learning Swedish by reading fucking the IKEA catalog.
It's all you need.
Oh, I was like, What do you mean? Well, they tell you what it is. It's like this here word here. When you look in the catalog, that word means what it is.
You know, they have free language learning apps, right? You can just do that.
So which one of these words for couch means couch? Because there's 30 of them in these three pages. Well, it's all different types of couches. You got to be fucking kidding.
Which types?
I don't know.
You're not helping yourself here.
Brown couch, black couch, one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. I don't fucking know. Right? It was everything I could do not to just fucking laugh. I almost pissed myself. I was like, okay, you have a good day.
You have a smearty. You should just start walking into work talking to him like that.
Be fucking more likely to earn Swedish watching the Muppets. The fuck you talking about?
That's how,
dude?
I learned, dude. I just nailed that.
Yeah,
dude.
Right?
I've been speaking fluently through this conversation.
Oh, fuck. Back to Sandy Rios.
Why?
Believe in traditional marriage. Mm-hmm. Believe that the life of the unborn is should be defended, are going to be in the crosshairs of the IRS, mm-hmm. All of the, even the FBI now. We cannot.
The even IRS. The FBI?
What the fuck does the IRS care about babies, dead babies? I don't get the...
Well, no. She's referring to the fact that the IRS investigated a lot of conservative nonprofits, although really they investigated more liberal nonprofits than they did conservatives. But but let's not let facts get in the fucking way of our narrative.
Facts?
Facts are facts.
Are you speaking Swedish again right now?
Yeah. Facts are those things that liberals make up to make conservatives look bad. No, conservatives look bad when they open their fucking mouth. And they say shit like this.
Pretty much.
We can't trust our federal agencies. And we are going to be, many of us, mm-hmm. in fact, in inside circles in D.C., we're always saying we're going to be in re-education camps. And really, that's not a quantum leap.
Quantum leap?
Yeah, Quantum Leap. So she's referring back to that show in the 80s, you know, Quantum Leap?
The 80s.
Yeah, it was the 80s.
Late 80s?
It must have been.
Yeah, it was late 80s. Yeah. Quantum Leap. Yeah. Yeah.
With Scott Bakula?
Yeah. Good show, by the way. I don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
No, that's the only way she knows what a quantum leap is.
Exactly.
That's her fucking...
That's what I meant.
She's heard that fucking phrase used someplace. I'm going to throw this in and make me sound smart.
Because all of her listeners think she sounded
and then
smart.
Right after
all
that,
all of her listeners think fucking Quantum Leap was a goddamn documentary. The fuck you talking about?
Wasn't? Okay, don't worry about that. No, the only thing that would have made it better is if she followed up the Quantum Leap comment with calling Donald Trump the Million Dollar Man. Great. Or was it $6 million?
$6 million. Yeah. That was the 70s, man. You know,
if she followed that up with, and Donald Trump, he is our $6 million man. He's the answer. I'd be like, she's just got IMDb pulled up or something. She just, oh, that's a cool phrase. I'm going to use that one next.
Oh, Jesus.
That's all she had to say. Unfortunately, that was all she had to say.
That was a whole lot of nothing. So
yeah,
that's
pretty
great.
Much.
Yeah, the inside circles in Washington, we just sit around talking about how we're going to be put into re-education camps. Really? Do you really?
By the way, if you've never,
you should all be fired.
Just for the geeks that are listening, Quantum Leap, March 1989 through May 1993.
Okay, late. Yeah. Okay.
I'm late just going to throw that out because I would love to get an email from someone listening to this fucking show at some point, but I don't want it to be about that.
The 90s were still the 80s all the way up until 97.
I would actually agree with that.
Yeah,
95.
I mean, not numerically.
Yeah.
But
yeah, not numerically, but yeah, in every other metric.
I would say 95-ish.
In every other metric, I would say you know between 89 and 91, there wasn't a quantum leap or anything. You know.
So
no. No, yeah, there was actually between 89 and 94. There was
4 years. Yeah. 4 fucking seasons, and it ended fucking terribly. Almost. Well, at least it ended. Just didn't get canceled. I feel bad for Scott Bakula. Enterprise was a good show.
Long pause. Dead airspace.
We'll get emails about that.
NCIS New Orleans sucked, by the way. He's not doing good.
That, what?
Scott Bakula New Orleans.
Did they make another fucking one of those shows?
Yeah, and he was in it.
Why wouldn't they? People just tune in. I don't know why they do. I hate those shows. I hate all of them.
This show sucks.
What?
Let's move on.
No. This has been fun.
Okay. What are you looking up?
I don't.
NCIS.
No.
Is that it? I mean,
yeah, no, that's it. That's all we got.
You have nothing else to say about this shit. How do they keep... look.
Trains, Trump,
Jews,
what?
My problem with everything she said is it is literally the same thing that her and Brian Fisher and fucking Glenn Beck have been yapping about since...
they were born?
Blackpocalypse.
Blackpocalypse.
When Obama got elected?
Yeah. Oh, Blackpocalypse.
Did they actually call it that?
I'm sure they have off air.
Well, you know, in their insider groups, their circles where they talk about re-education camps.
When you start looking through some of the comments sections on their social media, it is a huge string of, we need to make the White House again.
Yeah, no, I've seen that. Yeah.
And you sit there and you look and like, you understand your name's on that. You're not even trying to hide the racism anymore.
Right. When all of us socially progressive people call their entire party out for being run by a bunch of racists, they look at us like we're crazy, like we're making it up. Like, I got all your comments right here,
I've got
everything from all of you. I've been reading this, you know.
And most of you can't turn on your fucking privacy settings, so I know where you fucking live.
Say, these are the same people that don't know how to make their Facebook private. They have no idea. We can see that, too.
I had to look it up if that was like a thing. Blackpocalypse.
Take out the second A. Not blacka.
Oh, shit.
Or just add the...
No, I tried. Cool too. I tried to do that too.
You're completely off mic.
I know.
Okay. Fine.
No, we got to coin that phrase.
Blackpocalypse.
Yeah, because there's no... Google.
It's Jody's.
Nothing.
It's Jody's.
You got it.
Jody's got Blackpocalypse.
That's what I want to be remembered for.
And I've got When Life Gives You Pussy Sand, Make Pearls.
There you go.
Got it.
You know, in that
Except
situation...
the listeners just now heard that. They have no context.
You know something? In that situation, I'm glad I got the one I got.
Yeah. Yeah, you win.
Okay.
Mine's trending already.
I know. Hashtag DIY pearls. We're going to take a break.
Get some money out of my wife yet. So.
That's all we got. One goddamn hit.
You can't say goddamn on the air.
Don't worry. Nobody's listening anyway.
Okay. Again, Rob.
Back to me again.
What you got? Well, Brett's dead man walking.
Yeah, no shit.
I never bring anything to the conversation.
That is true.
I'm just going to say screwy shit. I know that's going to happen.
All right. So we haven't talked about this guy in a while. Rick Wiles.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I love Rick.
And shockingly, this one comes from Right Wing Watch.
Did you say it slow so you wouldn't fuck it up?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm just making sure. Because I do that too. Right Wing White.
Well, I think I've said it on the podcast before.
You know what?
When I was a very young child, I had a R impediment. Oh, everything was W's. I would say White Wing Watch.
You know, but
I would say that.
I actually think that we should coin that White Wing.
White Wing?
You're not wrong. You're not wrong, man.
Yep.
But you're right. Okay. Anyway,
not
Rick.
White.
And this is all wrong. Right Wing Watch with Rick Wiles.
Well done.
Let me go.
That's going to keep him motivated the rest of the week.
Yeah.
I nailed that.
I got a Woody. look, another W.
I nailed that like a $2 hooker. Go, Rob.
All right. Yesterday in True News, host Rick Wiles predicted that Russian nuclear strike on America could come as soon as next week, explaining that God told him directly that Putin, quote, has already made the decision to, quote, cut off the head of the snake and go to war with the United States.
I
God told him.
Well, God's got a bad track record recently, so...
A horrible track
record. I'm not putting a whole lot of stock in that.
Didn't God tell, like, Cruz to run for president and shit?
Yeah.
All of them.
Or Huckabee, or...
16 of the... Was it 15 of the 16 or 16 of the 17 God told to run?
Yeah. Oh, Carson.
And the one that he didn't say anything to is the nominee.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
The one dude, what have we said? God has terrible aim.
The one thing I would suggest that maybe, just maybe, so if you put any stock in this at all, what if Putin is thinking, like, I might need to launch some nukes at the United States? It might be because he's worried Trump might get elected.
No.
I mean, if there's a reason to it all, he's probably like, guys, just clean off the top of the button so I know where it is, just in case.
No. Trump is, like, butt buddies with fucking Putin.
And because of that, there'll be a tornado in Moore, Oklahoma.
So, blow up America, and he can go be with his butt buddy Putin, and the two of them can try to take over the world.
Or half the world will be already destroyed, so
or
it makes it easier, I guess.
Just go be butt buddies with your buddy. That's fine. I think that's really part of the problem, is they're concerned they'll be judged. And they probably would be by the Christians, but we're atheists. We're not going to... Knock yourselves out, boys.
Yeah, fuck him. I don't care.
Are you hurting anybody else? No? There you go. Knock yourself out.
Yeah,
have a good time.
Shack up. Three's Company, that son of a bitch. I don't care.
All right, got a little audio from Mr. Rick Wiles.
Knew this was coming.
And so far, nobody has figured out that Russia's getting...
Seriously, can this guy fucking afford a mic?
Right. It's the worst sounding audio.
That is literally string in a cup.
String in a cup, not two girls in a cup, but string in a cup.
Yeah, no, it's the two tin cans with a string. He's literally talking into a fucking tin can telephone.
It has to be. Dude, these guys make a shit ton more money than we do.
No. God makes the money. If God didn't tell him to upgrade his microphone, he didn't do it.
Oh. Maybe we should send him a link to where he can buy these fucking microphones from, because I don't know.
Or just take a picture of your rig, be like this. Just do this.
Just order this.
It's fine.
This.
Ready for nuclear war. The public hasn't figured this out yet. But possibly next week. This is how fast it can change. Possibly next week. The American people may realize that we're staring at a nuclear war.
Again, the end is nigh. We have one last chance. We're staring down the barrel of a gun. There's a bomb falling out of the sky.
Fear.
Your boy's not coming back.
It's all and you listen to the words. May, possibly.
Yeah.
Next week, possibly.
Yeah, no.
Might
no.
Be.
He's
just hedging his bets. That's all you're doing.
This whole fear aspect, I don't get the fear. I don't get it. With these people, you know, and Trump's doing the same thing. You know, it's all this hedging on fear.
Well, no, it's not even real fear.
No, it's not.
It's not even close. It's not real fear. Russia knows as soon as we see nukes coming, our nukes go.
Yeah.
Correct.
There's no such thing as a first strike nuclear attack anymore.
Yes, I've seen war games.
And not only that,
and that's true.
But if they send nukes at us, we're going to Star Wars them out of the air before they even fucking hit the U.S. anyway. It's not like it's
that program actually didn't get...
Didn't get red lighted.
No.
Or green lighted.
No.
They got red lighted. Yeah. That's what I meant. Other way around.
Yeah.
We're still waiting on that one.
Yeah. It's not even real fear. You want real fear to wrap your head around? Potential real fears. Gamma ray burst.
Yeah.
Can sterilize the fucking planet. We'll never see it fucking coming. That's a real fear.
Yeah.
That's a God level fear. Okay. Asteroid from fucking space. The last big one went by. Guess when we saw it?
After it passed.
Uh-huh.
They're like, oh shit, did you see that?
Why are
we
these,
do now?
Here's the fucked up thing. If these guys really wanted to incite fear, those are the types of things they'd fucking talk about it.
Yeah.
But they talk about shit that they know won't fucking happen.
Here's real fear.
Do they really know
global
that,
warming? Climate change. I hate that fucking word, global warming. Climate change.
No, that's real fear. Global warming is technically correct.
Yeah.
I know, but it there's a negative connotation to it.
No, there's not.
There is to a lot of words.
There is. But the problem is the connotation that should be taken is from global warming is the atmosphere and the ocean are retaining, are having the ability to retain more heat. Yeah. Heat is energy. It's the energy that drives weather. Yeah.
Ocean is acidifying.
It may, yes, it may happening. Snow in winter during climate, during global warming, but it's not going to snow an inch. It's going to snow a foot. Right. Why? Because the storm has more fucking energy.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, which in scientific terms is heat.
That's
global warming. Stop the climate change bullshit, because that's the pussy's way out, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Ooh. Whoa.
Pearls.
What's the other guy? What's the other guy we don't like?
What? Robert Price?
Fuck Robert Price.
Fuck Robert Price.
Oh, that's, you know, right. You saw he doubled down on...
fuck yeah, I did.
Yeah. Fuck yep. Robert Price.
Yep.
God damn. And some guy on our podcast forum said, like, oh, yeah, invite Robert Price to be a guest.
Oh, no, now, I know. He said,
that's not going
to
happen.
When I put up the, hey, who do you guys recommend for guests? And somebody, I didn't respond to that at all. Because I was like, that's just going to open up a can of worms.
That's not going to happen.
No. Robert Price is a really great guest. Have you listened to our show? He was not going to come anywhere near our fucking show.
No. He'd last 2 minutes.
And honestly, I wouldn't have him.
No,
I wouldn't have him.
Honestly, if I got a personal phone call from Robert Price tomorrow saying I would like to come on your show, I'd be like, fuck Robert Price.
Yep.
I wouldn't even refer to him directly. I would just say fuck Robert Price into the phone and hang up. I wouldn't even entertain it.
All right, more Rick Wiles here.
And how fast are things going to change in this country? In a matter of hours. Where would you go? Where is your safety place? Do you know where your underground bunker is? And your
is he selling storm shelters and fallout shelters?
God, that's what I'm saying. Let me tell you where your safety place is in a nuclear war. Fucking nowhere.
Refrigerators.
Okay,
no, Indiana, that doesn't fucking work.
Yes, it does. I played Fallout 4. You find a zombie kid been locked in there for 400 fucking years. He's still ticking.
Maybe Montana. Possibly. No, there's an Air Force base in Montana. So, no, fuck. Yeah, you're done.
I remember reading, obviously it's been years ago, but I remember reading at some point that there was a certain number of nukes that we had and the Russians had that were essentially randomly targeted. They might hit just
wherever.
BFE, right? I mean, no idea. It's not like... It's not like, okay, we're going to hit all the military bases. And no, it's like, no, we were going to hit potential farmland. We were going to hit, you know, you may have something out there that we can't fucking see. We got all the fucking nukes. Yeah, we'll throw one that way.
So, growing up here in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, hit the Kent residents.
Growing up here in Colorado Springs, you know, this is the home of NORAD.
Yeah.
That's where you go in case of a nuclear war. In the mountains.
Not a good spot.
It's still not a good spot.
Well, that, and there's a select list of people that can go in there in that event.
Well, the fact that it was built for a much smaller bomb and it's built on a fault line, probably not a good fight. Because it's not like a tertiary target.
Yeah.
No, it's a primary target.
Yeah.
With multiple warheads.
We're gonna send a lot of bombs there.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, no. That's not a
good list. I remember back in high school and stuff like that. This is still during the Cold War. You know, people would still talk about, well, what would you do if there was a nuclear war and stuff like that? And, you know, kids that I knew, they'd be like, I'd drive to New Mexico as fast as I can. I'm like, you're fucking stupid. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go down, get a six-pack, get on the roof of my house, and watch the motherfuckers come in.
Wait for it to come? Yeah.
Because I don't want to live in that aftermath.
No.
So when I was in high school, as an aside, just a story. When I was in high school, one of my best friends' moms was from the Four Corners region, right? And she told stories of her parents taking her out into the desert when she was a little girl and watching the nuclear tests at night from like a long way away.
The fuck out of here.
Wow, really?
I'm like, you're lying to me. She's like, nope. We were 50, 60 miles away and you could see them.
You know, we had him going off.
She was like, my dad put his sunglasses, his little aviator sunglasses on me, like, try not to look directly at it. Well, that might explain the fucking Coke bottles you got for glasses now, ma'am. But
no
that,
shit. Right?
Holy shit.
I'm like, and she, you know, I later on, I'm like, nah, it's a bullshit story. And I started looking, you know, I found out the town she actually lived in. Mm-hmm. And I started looking on maps. I'm like, no, actually, you're geographically close enough. The story might be bullshit, but you're geographically close enough to pull it off.
Yep.
So,
wow.
It's fucking crazy.
We've nuked ourselves more than we've nuked anyone else.
Yes.
City, they probably don't even have one. People are going to freak out. They are absolutely going to lose it when they realize that Russia is ready to knock the daylights out of the U.S. The Holy Spirit told me a year ago when I asked the Lord in prayer, and I said, the U.S. and the West just continues to taunt Russia and Putin, but Putin is quiet. Lord, why is he so quiet? He doesn't respond to them. And I heard the answer quickly in my spirit. I heard the Holy Spirit say, he's already made the decision.
And I quickly made up an answer.
The head of the snake.
I heard it in my spirit. That's like punching somebody in their karma.
Yeah. I heard myself talk to myself, and it said some crazy bullshit, and I'm going to put it on the radio.
I don't. Why do we even fucking talk about these people anymore?
What the fuck? I don't know.
Why? They have nothing to offer to the world at all.
No.
At all.
No. It's not even
good
humor. We
don't talk about it. We make fun of them.
And it's not even good humor. It's not even good stuff to make fun of. I mean, this is off the fucking rails. This guy's...
Yeah.
I heard the answer in my spirit. Really? How's that work? Heard the answer in my fucking spirit, you fucking crazy bastard.
He farted.
No, I take that back. That's an insult to everyone suffering from an actual legitimate mental disorder. This guy's a fucking douche nozzle.
Yeah.
I guess it goes back to the question, does this guy really believe his own bullshit?
So
do you think these guys believe their own bullshit?
I'm reminded of a quote that essentially defines the difference between a cult and a religion. A cult, there's a guy at the top that knows it's a scam. In a religion, that guy's dead.
Yep, there you go.
Okay. So I don't know. Maybe he fucking does. I'm assuming he was raised in a Christian family. I'm assuming he was raised on the fucking standard indoctrination bullshit. Maybe he fucking does believe it.
You know, all I have to go off of is, you know, being raised the way that I was and the wacky shit that I used to I really did believe it. Even shit like this, I would have thought once upon a time that's legit right there. Totally believed it. So why would he not believe it?
Yeah.
Why would he not? I don't know. I mean,
don't get me wrong.
He seems genuine.
Look, if I had a fucking hotline to the Holy fucking Spirit, here's the call. Holy Spirit. Hey, God. Hey, how you doing? I tell you what. The Powerball's up to $500 million this week. If you can hand me them lucky numbers, I'll give $400 million of it to charity. How about that? Yeah. Right. Okay. Let me get them.
Yeah.
Let that happen. One time. Let me hear that one fucking time. And I'll be like, okay, maybe.
No, because it would only be reported after the fact. And one of these psychos wins the Powerball lottery and says, yeah, God gave me the numbers. No, you fucking didn't. You're making that shit up.
These guys know the lottery's a fucking joke.
Yeah. That's true. Can't win if you don't play.
And I said on this program a year ago, Putin has already made the decision. He's already alerted the Russian armed forces. We're going to war with the United States.
Where is it getting?
I don't think there's any turning back. I think he's made up his mind that the United States has lost its mind, that we are delusional, we're insane. We are a threat to the world, and they're going to have to put this country out of its misery.
We're getting ready to elect Donald Trump for the president. Putin might be on to fucking something.
Yep.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I say do it.
Yeah, fuck it.
Do it.
Yeah, put
it. Why not?
Put us out of our misery.
No, for real.
You're right.
If November 8th comes and goes and we find that there's going to be a President Trump, be like, I wouldn't blame him now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. Now push all the buttons.
Please.
Send everything over. Just
nuke the shit out of us, please.
And it's a race against the clock in a lot of ways. Because if we're going to say Syria is the precipice and the event for this, the battle for Aleppo is not only going in the favor of Russia and...
Where's Aleppo? What's Aleppo?
Right next to Purina.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary Johnson.
Gotcha.
Syria and the Iranian militias that are fighting alongside Assad's forces. Russia has almost taken the city. They're in the southern portion of the city now. The last pockets of ISIS resistance is being crushed as we speak.
Whoa, 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 whoa. The last remnants of ISIS is being quelched. That's what he just said, right?
Problem solved, right?
All
right,
cool. Call it a day.
Well done.
Good job, boys. Send them home.
So what the fuck is Trump talking about?
I don't know. That's inconvenient. Don't think about that.
He's like, well, Trump knows ISIS better than the generals do, and he's going to take out ISIS. And
okay. You got to do politics the way that these people do religion. See, they do them both exactly the same way. Right now, we're talking about this. ISIS is almost gone. Before, we said ISIS is spreading and taking over everything. You can't put the two side by side and compare them. You only address each one right at that moment. Just address that. It's what they do with scripture, and it's what they do with politics.
It's a metaphor.
It's a metaphor.
It's a poem.
It's a simile.
A simile?
No, it's not. No, it is not.
No, you know what it is? It's bullshit. Oh.
Oh, my.
I do declare.
This is a family show.
It would be
show.
The best thing that could happen for the people of Aleppo who are ever. Still there. Of course, now what I just said, Obama could have me arrested by his dark forces. Seriously.
Dark forces.
Brown shirts.
No.
The brown shirts.
That's not what I was thinking. I was
dark forces.
Dark forces.
He's going to send his Obama demons to arrest you for saying... If that's true, why have none of you fuckers ever been arrested for spewing the shit that you've spewed for almost 8 years now?
Alex Jones should be dead by now. Brian Fisher should be dead by now. This fucker should be dead by now.
Look.
If Obama really had all that power that they talked about.
These are the same people that accuse Hillary Clinton of disappearing motherfuckers.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And none of them have been disappeared.
Yeah.
You know why? Because the people you're fucking talking about couldn't give two shits about what you're saying because they know you have a very small listener base that is just out of their fucking mind.
Yeah.
Is it that small, though?
You know something, it's
more than ours.
It's
definitely more than ours.
There are probably people who listen to the radio shows because that's where the radio station is in their car.
Yeah.
They don't want to listen to music. They flip over to talk radio. Dude, I'll be honest, man. When I was in college, I listened to Rush Limbaugh every day.
Oh, I did too.
Now, here's the fucked up part about that. I didn't agree with him, but Rush Limbaugh back in the day, and I remember this quote very fucking well. He fucking sat there and said, I'm not a politician. I'm an entertainer.
Yep.
I say shit to get ratings.
Yep.
I say shit so you'll listen.
Perfect.
I remember when Rush Limbaugh actually had a TV show.
I remember that.
Did you watch?
I remember that.
Yeah, you watched that show?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I used to watch it all the time when I was in the military. He's like, oh, yeah, Rush.
I don't think he was that bad. You know,
a year or two ago, he signed an executive order that mandated a military arrest of anybody opposing his policies in Syria.
Who did? Wait.
Whoa. Obama signed an executive order for the arrest.
For the military arrest.
Of anyone that opposed his policies in Syria.
Which executive order would that have been? Because they're numbered, conveniently.
I'm not aware of that. Yeah, for easy reference.
Yeah.
I'm not aware of anything like that at all. Even if that is true, he's never come through on it. So,
you want to look that up there, Jody? See if you can Google that or not?
Sorry, because if that's the case, he should be gone right now.
Right. Rick Wiles, arrested or killed. Alex Jones, arrested, killed.
No, 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 no
Whatever.
He disappeared him.
This was from today, okay?
So tomorrow he should be gone. Disappeared.
Well, Obama's been in office for 7+ years, and he's still there.
Yeah.
He's still spewing this bullshit.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What?
Let me make sure. Archives.gov, Federal Register, and these are executive orders sorted by subject index for Barack Obama 2009 to present. Let me go back down to Syria because there's three that are have Syria. God damn it. Fucking alphabet. Why are you in order? So Executive Order 13606, Executive Order 13572, Executive Order 13573, and Executive Order 13608.
So four of them for Syria.
Yeah. 13606. And these are summaries. These are just, you know, there's probably terminology, there's probably fucking words
I'm
in there.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, we get it.
Blocking property and suspending entry into the U.S. of certain persons with respect to grave human rights abuses by the governments of Iran and Syria via information technology. 13572, blocking property of certain persons with respect to human rights abuses. 13573, blocking property of senior officials of the government of Syria. 13608, prohibiting certain transactions and suspending entry into the U.S. of foreign sanctions evaders with respect to Iran and Syria. Without reading the executive orders in their entirety,
I don't see
all four of those are pretty typical of any one we're at any level of police
any level
action
of combat
with.
Or police action.
Yeah.
Yeah. So combat operations of any kind at all. Those are fairly standard.
So what you're saying is Rick Wiles is full of shit.
Flat out lied.
Misinformed.
Yep. No, it's a lie.
Fuck
he's a liar.
You. That's
he's a liar.
It's full of shit.
Misinformed.
You know, all of you right here could be
I knew that.
Arrested and taken to a black site. He signed that executive order almost 2 years ago.
Why's it got to be a black site?
Because these people are scared the fuck out of it. That's why. Black, yeah. I ain't
black.
Going over there.
Might get shot there.
Or just get some really good drugs.
Anybody opposing his policies in Syria would be basically classified an enemy combatant.
Again, you just read the four executive orders based on Syria.
Nothing.
If you're opposing Obama's policies in Syria, either you're an enemy combatant or no one's going to, or someone suspects you of being an enemy combatant.
Right. That's
okay. Which opens up a whole nother can of worms because we have a lot of people in Gitmo who are, well, weren't enemy combatants at the time.
But definitely will be.
Fucking going home. They might change. They're going they home. Change up.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. People, we live in the United States of America. We have what's called the First Amendment. You can oppose anything you fucking want to. It's protected. It's protected speech. You cannot be sent to fucking jail for saying something that you disagree with.
Yeah.
Period. End of story. Fuck that shit.
You can lie all you want to.
Sure.
With the exceptions of
defamation,
right. Libel, slander, or fraud.
Right.
Right.
Right. And none of those exclusively involve speech.
I learned early in high school, First Amendment, protected speech. You can't run into a crowded theater and yell fire. Not sure. Protected speech.
Sure
not
you can. Protected. There's just going to be there are going to be issues.
Agreed. You know, there's repercussions to.
It's not protected speech.
It's not right. Protected. Right.
Standing on a soapbox and saying Obama's a Muslim Jew transvestite with alien DNA. Yeah, you can say that all you want to.
Yeah,
I'd be pushing for a third term if that were the case.
No, I would too.
If he really was all those things, it'd be like fucking awesome.
You know, I'd probably agree with a lot more that he's done in these first two terms if he was.
Yep. So anyway,
was that it?
Any more from
Rick that was
there's
the
no
internet.
Point in continuing. It's ridiculous.
it just goes back to this thing. It's the fear thing, and I just don't understand it. How people. They just buy into the fear.
What really bugs me is the people that buy into the fear believe there is a supreme creator that they have a fucking personal relationship with who it's all in his plan. If Russia decides to send nukes, that's in his plan.
Yeah. What fear?
What fear? Why are you scared? Why do you even look across? Why do you even look both ways when you cross the street if there's a divine plan?
Agreed.
Because I've made the argument before. If you corner any of these people and really dig down into their psyche, you're going to find a crying child that says, "I just don't want to be scared." Well, deep down inside, I don't think people really, really, really believe it. And you dig them, when you dig all the way down to it and you take it all apart.
Because
they don't act like they fucking believe it at all.
When it comes down to it, am I fear of death?
Yeah. Well, sure.
Absolutely.
I don't want to die, but I'm going
Yes, I don't want to. Do I fear death? Sure.
Fuck that, man. I don't fear it. I could use the rest.
But for a Christian, for someone who thinks that I'm going to go to this special place and see all my relatives and all... Why do you fear death?
Why?
That's why.
Why do you grieve?
Why do you grieve? Absolutely. Why do you sit there at a funeral and you cry and you say, well, I'm going to see them again?
It's a party. He's with Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, hold on, though. That's not fair. Even if they actually believe that they're going to see that person again, they would still be weeping at the loss now.
No, some of the levels I've seen recently.
You know what I mean? Like, if you knew that you were not going to see someone that you love
levels,
20 years, you would be super bummed.
Okay.
They were just going out of the country? Would you be horribly fucking bummed if someone in your family, like, I'm moving to Australia?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on which family member. But yeah, I mean, you know, like, someone that I'm really close to, if they let, yeah, I mean, like, there would be, you know.
Yeah, sure.
I'd be super bummed, for sure.
I get that.
Would you have the 7 levels of grief? Or the 5 levels of fandom? I don't know what the fuck it is.
5 levels of fandom?
I don't know what it is.
But when it goes down to this thing, where he's talking about, you know, Rick Wilde's talking about, oh, nuclear war, and, you know, the entire United States is going to be blown up, and everyone's going to die and stuff like that. Well, okay, you're going to die. You accepted Jesus, so you're going to go to heaven.
Well, that's what the...
Fuck's your problem?
That's what the end of their book says, though. That's Revelation. Fucking fire from the fucking sky and everybody fucking dying.
Right. So they should be like, okay, that's... Sure.
You know, wasn't it Palin or O'Bachman that...
Michelle O'Bachman.
Michelle Obama.
Shout out, Cogdis.
Yeah. One of them was sitting there saying that if we do this, it'll trigger the fucking... maybe it was Cruz. If we do this, it'll trigger the end times and Jesus will come back. I don't want you fucking anywhere near a fucking button.
No. Yeah.
I don't want you calling the elevator in the White House, okay, buddy?
Or let alone... Okay, so they talk all excited about the end times and Jesus coming back right up until it looks like something dangerous is going on. Then they're like, they're going to bring on the end times. Like, that's what you want.
That's what you
right.
want.
Do you want it or don't you? Make up your mind. Because either way, you're not going to stop it.
Well, see,
if there's an actual end times coming that's sanctioned by the creator of the universe, you're not doing fucking
that is
anything
the
to stop it.
In my mind, that is the difference between the believer and the non-believer. The believer says there's going to be an end times. You're going to get this is the line, right?
Mm-hmm.
This isn't even the party. This is the line. There's one great big cosmic bouncer that fucking lets you fuck in.
Yep.
To the party. Or fucking kicks you to the fucking curb, but this is the line. The non-believer sits there and goes, in a few billion years, the sun's going to fucking swell up and swallow the planet. Yeah, and you know something? We're going to be in a spaceship watching it.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
Unless these fucking people
stay in
charge.
Well, yeah, unless
we
fucking elect Trump, then we're fucked.
Or Gary Johnson that just says, fuck the sun's going to swallow us up anyway, so... Why do anything?
Well, it's only going to happen in 5 billion years. You know why? The other 4,999,999,000 years might fucking suck for somebody, Johnson.
Right.
Might suck for a lot of fucking people.
Not many people. He's going to leave us in a Mad Max wasteland. I mean, it's not going to be... There are going to be many people suffering. Going to be a handful.
Well, Mad Max, that could be cool.
That only happens in Australia.
Yeah.
What?
The Mad Max dystopia.
Yeah.
You didn't know that? Like in the Mad Max movies, the rest of the world was fine. It was just Australia that fucking did that?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never caught
that. The rest of the world.
Never caught that plot.
The rest of the world was like Star Trek.
Yeah.
You notice how Star Trek's never mentioned Australia?
Yeah.
Australia was a Mad Max dystopia. The rest of the world just looked at him and said, fuck you, your animals are dangerous.
Yeah.
No, that's because of all the criminals down there.
We love you, Roxy. Just a shout out.
Their dogs are poisonous. I mean, like, it's just...
Everything.
Australia's fucked up, man.
Everything will kill you in Australia.
What we got? Anything else?
You
want to close?
Fuck it. Close it.
Fear, fucking...
Fear, fuck fear.
Fuck fear. Stop bowing down to it.
It's a garbage episode.
Yeah, pretty much.
Our regular listeners will listen anyway, but the ones that are brand new because of the Torres episode are going to be like, what the fuck? Yeah. Get the one good episode and then listen to this and say, I'm not listening to this shit anymore. I don't blame you.
I don't blame you either.
No, nobody takes shit out of a fucking feed. We had a guest.
That's true. Yeah,
stick around. It gets better.
We potentially
It's got to get better.
Potentially, we will have a guest next week. I'm not going to name any names, but we do have somebody.
We do have a guest next week. In. I will. I'll announce that soon.
I'll be out next week, but either you two with a guest. But there it is.
What do you got going on next? At work?
Yeah, got to travel.
Where are you going?
Portland.
Got to go work on the Enterprise.
But dude, it's better than fucking Albuquerque.
Portland is definitely better than fucking Albuquerque.
Does Portland have Constantine Wire?
No, they just have a shitload of homeless people. Constantine Wire.
Listen back to that Constantine Wire bit.
I saw that.
I just pictured wire spiraled like this with a bunch of Pope hats sticking out of it.
I laughed my ass off when I heard that.
It was pretty good.
Okay, folks. From the Atheist Cowboy Rob, from Skeptic Brett. I'm Jody. Thank you for listening. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter. You can email us at atheistonhigh@outlook.com, and you can find us at atheistonhigh.com. They can see you.
Patreon.
There you go. Yeah. We do have a Patreon, Atheist on High.
Yeah.
Is that Patreon/Atheist on High?
Yes.
Correct.
Give us a buck. We could buy a beer.
Yeah, you notice these two guys haven't shared a fucking beer all night. So it's Coors,
right,
it's
here.
Coors Light in a can.
No.
And it's already warm. It's like drinking.
Because you don't have a fridge in here.
You know, I've got a little fridge in the garage.
We're going to fix that in the new studio.
No shit.
Actually, it's not a technical fridge. It's like a wine cooler fridge. So it's got the clear door and the pink light.
Yeah, you've talked about that for a year now. It's great.
We'll put it in the new studio.
Okay.
We'll get it out of my fucking garage. Put it in your fucking house.
Great idea. Great idea.
You chill some beer.
Chill some fucking beer.
We're getting pretty close to that time where we'll be able to start setting up the studio.
So goddamn it.
We're getting pretty close to that time where I can set my beer outside and then it'll be nice and cold.
Dude, guys, Patreon. Atheist on...
Oh, sorry. Yeah, back on track.
Patreon/Atheist on High.
Help us reach our first goal. We're looking for 10 patrons, right?
Yeah, 10 bucks.
Or one guy with 10 bucks. We're talking Taco Bell change here, folks.
Right.
Yeah. We're not asking for a lot.
And who knows? I mean, if we're making a dollar an episode, we might be motivated to do a slightly better job and actually make a decent show for
you. Hey, you know something? You do a job for a fucking year without getting paid?
That's an internship.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's what we're doing right now.
We're working for Trump.
That great American tradition of working hard for fucking nothing. Wait, we don't work hard.
We don't fucking work hard.
But we might if you give us money, so do it. That's my bitch.
All right. Thank you for listening. We will be back next week with guests
and a better show.
All right, no promises.
No.